Unfortunately, most of us in Kali Yuga, we don't have the depth of realization or intelligence of such a great siddha Vaishnava as Bhaktivinoda Thakur. We're really very poor specimens and afflicted with so much ignorance and laziness. So the best mood, the best advice that we can give is to, as you cited Amara Jivan and so many other songs by Narottam and Bhaktivinoda, to read their actual songs, Kalyana Kavacharu, especially Sharanagati by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. There's so many songs there. Amara Jivan is from Sharanagati, where they are revealing, because they have the intelligence and perception, they have the intelligence and perception to actually reveal the depths of repentance, and they're certainly sincere and genuine in their presentation of these moods of repentance. So we understand the value of it, and everywhere in every religious system, and Christianity and others, the concept or the principle of repentance is very much part of religion in general. And how to purify our repentance and how to make it more genuine, I guess the best thing is to continue to repeat the prayers and meditate on the translations of these prayers. And moreover, to pray to the author of the prayers. This is the general system. That not only the prayer itself, but the author of the prayer, because he who wrote it is certainly a reservoir of repentance. So we can pray to Bhaktivinoda Thakur that really I'm not very sincere about all this, but I'm trying. So you can see my endeavor and try to bless me with a few drops of genuine repentance in this regard, because I really need all the help I can get. The help of this prayer itself and the help of the moods of this prayer, the moods of submission and surrender and feeling destitute and worthless and selfish and fallen and foolish and ignorant. These are all things that I have to realize within myself and therefore throw myself at the feet of the Lord and really cry and beg Him to lift me up and help me. But I don't have much sincere feelings in this direction. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, can you single me out and pour some of your own mercy on me? This is a separate prayer within a prayer. Prayer within a prayer, where you're actually praying to Bhaktivinoda Thakur or to Narottam that your prayer is very good, but I'm very bad. Your prayer is very genuine and correct, but I'm very ungenuine or insincere and faulty. So first of all, you have to shower me with a lot of your mercy, Vaishnava Kripambuddhi. Please see my situation and give me an extra dose of mercy. Bring a cloud over my head and rain down especially on me. Although rain is falling everywhere, and I appreciate that, but can you give me an extra dose? So that's within our realm. We can do that. We can go directly to the author. That's often told. Approach the author of the book or the author of the bhajan and pray and petition at his feet. Say, listen, this prayer is very good, but I'm going directly to you, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and somehow can you you're eternally liberated soul. You can please help me, and you do the needful. I don't know what's wrong with me. You know, you're the doctor, so you just figure it out and fix it. So that's one level. The other level is that the prayers are for us, and these prayers are powerful. They have shakti, the prayers themselves. So they can create the situation which we're looking for. You know, we may not have genuine repentance, but if we sing genuine prayers of repentance, by genuine devotees, then some of that is bound to come inside of us. You know, their mode of repentance. And this introduction here is explaining about this. And it applies to prayers also. He says, the shlokas of Bhagavatam are not merely words on paper, they're all transcendental personalities. And each and every shloka of the Bhagavatam has its own sarup. Swarup means personal form and nature. Shlokas are conscious, and like the Maha Mantra, they nourish our bhakti. Shlokas are food for the soul. One should approach the shlokas with humility and affection, and plus a mood of service, just as one would approach Sri Guru. As it is a matter of relationship with the shlokas. As we pray to the shlokas and meditate on them, we develop a relationship with them. And the shlokas gradually unfold and reveal ever new realizations. When a Vaishnava speaks, the sound vibration emanating from his lotus mouth is not material, but purely spiritual, Shabda Brahman. The sound vibration, or the words from the mouth of a Vaishnava, are carrying particles of saffron dust, which is coming directly from the lotus feet of Radha and Krishna. And this saffron dust, which is mixed in the words of the Vaishnava, will color our hearts with Krishna Prem. So this is an introduction describing the shlokas, but these points also apply to the bhajans. The bhajans of the great devotees, we should approach these bhajans of Bhaktivinoda and Narottam Das with great humility and affection and with a mood of service. And these bhajans have life. They're the life of Bhaktivinoda, the life of Narottam. And so we can develop by singing these bhajans, and repeating the translations, we can develop a relationship not only with the bhajan but with the author. Bhaktivinoda, this is your bhajan. Narottam Das Thakur, this is your bhajan. This is your heart's revelation. This is your realization. This is your contribution. This is your offering to the Lord and to me, a sadhak, a practitioner. So now I'm enrolled in your school. I'm enrolled in your school of repentance. Because this teaching of this bhajan is about repentance. So I'm enrolled in your school, and you're the master, you're the teacher. So I'm your faithful student. So please do whatever is necessary to make me repentant, to make me a sincere, repentant soul. Chastise me or correct me or encourage me or somehow guide me in the intricacies of this principle of sincerely repenting before the Lord for transgressions and fall downs and misbehavior and foolishness, which invariably affect the neophyte sadhaka in the practice of sadhana bhajan.